This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. There is unease on Capitol Hill in Washington on Monday after China retaliated against a new round of American tariffs by hiking duties on U.S.-made goods. Even so, senators of both parties say China must be confronted, and they are expressing hope for a swift but comprehensive resolution. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen spoke with VOA.
We need to challenge China to change a lot of its trade practices and its domestic business practices.
But Van Hollen faults President Donald Trump's focus on tariffs.
What I see is a tariff-only strategy. I don't see a more comprehensive strategy towards China.
Among the most vocal expressing trade war concerns are American farmers. Republican Senator Roy Blunt represents agriculture-rich Missouri.
We were selling about one out of every four rows of soybeans just to China.
But Blunt believes Americans understand that short-term economic pain is necessary to secure better trading terms with China.
They have not been fair traders.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived at the European Union headquarters in Brussels Monday. He met with EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini for what the State Department called a chance to discuss Iran's, quote, recent threatening actions and statements. Here's Mogherini.
We still invite Iran to comply with all its nuclear commitments, and we will do our part on our side to continue to fully implement the nuclear deal.
President Donald Trump pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. This is VOA News. Sabotage attacks on four oil tankers in the territorial waters of the United Arab Emirates are stoking fears of a possible conflict with Iran. Some Arab analysts are accusing Tehran of responsibility for the attacks Sunday, while Iran is calling for further investigation into the incidents. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
A number of Arab analysts accused Iran of the attack. Saudi analyst Isam al-Malikawi told Sky News Arabia he thinks Iran staged the attack in Fujairah to help improve the morale of its people, which are suffering from the economic sanctions imposed by the United States. But he says Iran does not understand that it is playing with fire and could ignite a larger conflict. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousawi called for further investigation, warning the incident may have been part of a plot by parties trying to create havoc in the region. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Swedish prosecutors are reopening a rape case against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Speaking to reporters Monday in Stockholm, Eva Marie Persson, deputy director of public prosecutions, said that there is still a probable cause to suspect that Assange committed a rape. She added that it is for Britain to decide whether to extradite him to Sweden or to the United States, where he is wanted for allegedly hacking into a Pentagon computer. President Trump met with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán on Monday, the first visit of the controversial leader to the White House since he returned to power in 2010. Orbán has been criticized by the European Union as well as international human rights groups for a perceived decline in human rights and democracy in his country. Trump applauded Orbán's hardline immigration policies, saying Orbán has done the right thing on immigration. Speaking from the White House,
I would like to express that we are proud to stand together with the United States on fighting against illegal migration, on terrorism, and to protect and help the Christian communities all around the world.
The two leaders said their talks were to focus on trade and global political issues. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter broke his hip Monday and is now recovering following a successful surgery. A spokeswoman for the Carter Center said the 94-year-old was on his way to go turkey hunting Monday morning when he fell at his home in the southern U.S. state of Georgia. She said in a statement that Carter underwent surgery to repair his broken hip, and his surgeon called the operation a success. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.